KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, 22 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 40. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Adair Casey and Guthrie Center Board of Directors and search consultants met recently to screen 8 semifinalists for the shared superintendent position. Superintendent Steve Smith reports 3 finalists have been invited to the district for formal interviews with the Board of Directors and district stakeholders, and that'll take place January 23rd. Based on their application materials, references, and initial interviews, these finalists have been selected. Shane Christensen, who currently serves as junior high principal in the West Des Moines School District. His prior experience includes teaching, coaching, and serving as assistant principal. Shane graduated from the Guthrie Center High School and has led various successful initiatives in his current role, some of which include project-based learning and district safety planning. He also models instructional leadership utilizing the Student Administrative Manager, or SAM, model, and is working toward earning his doctorate degree with anticipated completion in May of 2019. Another candidate is Darren Hanna. Mr. Hanna currently serves as Director of Elementary Education for the Waterloo Schools. His prior experience includes serving as a teacher, middle school principal, and Director of Instruction and Technology for Mount Pleasant Schools in Mount Pleasant. Also, student achievement scores have improved considerably under Hanna's leadership. He's engaged in the larger community, serving on the steering board for the Cedar Valley Readers Group and the YMCA Academy. The third and final finalist is Dennis McLean. McLean currently serves as the superintendent and elementary principal for the Clay Central Everly Schools. He has served in that role for the past 6 years, where he has created positive change while working through challenging financial events. His prior experience includes serving as the K-12 principal at Stanton and as lead teacher for Clarinda Academy. McLean is highly active in his community, where he supports the local county fair and is active in his church and has helped develop a nature learning center. Now, staff from the district, parents and students and community members will be contacted soon to serve on the formal interview teams in Adair Casey Guthrie Center. The feedback from the interview teams will advise the school's board's decision to offer a contract to the successful candidate. The new superintendent will begin his duties July 1st, 2019. Elsewhere in the news, 2 people were arrested on separate charges over the past few days in Creston. Authorities say at around 10 a.m. Friday, 28-year-old Alex Cunningham of Creston was arrested on 3 Union County warrants. One of the warrants was for failure to comply with pretrial release conditions on original charges of possession of a controlled substance second offense, criminal mischief in the fourth degree, assault on persons in certain occupations, and 4 counts of harassment in the first degree. The second warrant was for failure to comply with pretrial release conditions on original charges of interference with official acts, disorderly conduct, and violation of a no-contact and protective order. And the third warrant was for failure to comply with pretrial release conditions on an original charge of OWI second offense. Cunningham was being held in the Union County Jail on $11,900 bond. And at around 9:35 p.m. Saturday, 51-year-old Mary Ellen Molina of Charles City was arrested in Creston for OWI second offense. Molina was later released from the Union County Jail on a $2,000 bond. Creston police said also officials of the Gibson Memorial Library in Creston reported that sometime between 1 p.m. December 19th and 4 p.m. December 22nd, a 2017 iPad Air was stolen from the building, including the charger and charging cable. The loss was estimated at $800. And a woman from Creston reported over the weekend that during the hours of 12 p.m. and 4 p.m. on Saturday, someone stole 7 rings from her display stand located in the community center building in her apartment complex. The loss was estimated at $35. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports that Sunday evening, the Fremont County K-9 unit stopped a vehicle for a traffic violation in the 3200 block of Highway 2. During the course of the stop, 2 people were taken into custody for drug possession. 56-year-old Scott Blackman and his 55-year-old wife Brenda, both of Sioux City, were found to be in possession of methamphetamine and marijuana. Scott Blackman was arrested for felony possession of meth, possession of marijuana, third or subsequent offense, possession of drug paraphernalia, and for driving while revoked. Brenda Blackman was arrested for possession of meth and marijuana. Both were transported to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center, where Scott Blackman's bond was set at $7,866, and Brenda Blackman's was placed at $2,000. A traffic stop early Sunday morning in Fremont County resulted in the arrest of a man from Nebraska. Fremont County Sheriff's officials say 44-year-old Jose Garcia of Omaha was taken into custody for OWI second offense, child endangerment, and open container. His arrest stems from a call to the sheriff's office about a possible intoxicated driver traveling northbound on Interstate 29 near the Iowa Missouri line. Deputies saw the vehicle driving erratically near the intersection of Highway 2 and I-29 in Percival. Garcia's blood alcohol content measured at 0.110, which is over the legal limit of 0.08. It was also determined that a 5-year-old passenger was in the vehicle at the time of the offense. Garcia was taken to the Fremont County Jail and held without bond, pending an initial appearance before the magistrate. The Ringgold County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest Saturday evening of 42-year-old James Teague Jr. of Benton. Teague was arrested at his home on a Dallas County warrant for 2 counts of sexual abuse in the second degree, forcible rape, a Class B felony. And he was being held without bond in the Dallas County Jail. Additional details concerning his arrest were not released. An Iowa man has pleaded guilty to 4 charges related to the starvation death of his 16-year-old adopted daughter. 43-year-old Mark Ray pleaded guilty Friday to child endangerment, resulting in death and 3 counts of third-degree kidnapping. The kidnapping charges were for the 3 children in his care, whom he illegally confined in their Perry home. Ray reached a deal with prosecutors. He'd previously been charged with first-degree murder and other offenses. The charges stem from the May 2017 death of Sabrina Ray, who weighed only 56 pounds when she died. A trial for Ray's wife, 40-year-old Misty Boozman Ray, is scheduled for February 4th in Sioux City. That trial was moved to Woodbury County because of pretrial publicity. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reported over the weekend the arrest of a Red Oak man Friday night on a drug charge following a traffic stop. At around 10:45 p.m., deputies stopped a vehicle driven by Jacob Anderson of Red Oak, and during the course of the stop, the canine Vaxo was deployed and alerted to the presence of narcotics in the vehicle. Anderson was placed under arrest for possession of a controlled substance second offense. He was also cited for driving on the wrong side of a 2-lane highway. A western Iowa town has hired a Des Moines law firm for an investigation related to 3 top city employees who were put on administrative leave. The Sioux City Journal reports that the Denison City Council voted 4-1 on Friday to approve the contract. Mayor Jared Beamer has declined to disclose the reasons for placing City Manager Terry Crawford, City Clerk Lisa Cook, and Fire Chief Corey Schnogren on leave last Tuesday. He also declined to say what the law firm will be investigating. In a statement, the city described it as a personnel investigation. The law firm's hiring came over the vociferous objections of Councilman John Granzen Sr., who said he was outraged at being kept in the dark about the investigation. In other state news, authorities say a woman died when a deer crashed through a vehicle windshield in eastern Iowa. The accident occurred around 5:20 p.m. Sunday on U.S. Highway 30, about 6 miles east of Tama. The state patrol says 24-year-old Amy Smith of Des Moines was driving a vehicle eastbound when she hit the deer, and it went through the windshield. The deer struck and killed her passenger, 57-year-old Donna Smith of Walford. The patrol says Amy Smith was not injured. A Minnesota-based poultry producer is recalling more than 164,000 pounds of raw ground turkey products that may be contaminated with salmonella. The Jennie-O Turkey Store products have markings saying to use or freeze by November 12th or 13th. The recall includes plain ground turkey and turkey with taco or Italian seasonings. The products were shipped to 17 states, including Iowa, Illinois, Missouri, and Wisconsin. Food safety officials are worried that some contaminated turkey may be in people's freezers still. The recalled products have the tag P579 marked in the lower left corner of the front of the package. The USDA said the recall was part of an investigation into a November salmonella outbreak that involved 216 patients in 38 states. A winter storm will impact the region from midweek into late this week, with the best chance for accumulating snow over northwest Iowa. While the precipitation may start as a wintry mix on Wednesday, warmer air will arrive over the state, changing the precipitation to mainly rain from Wednesday night through late Thursday. Precipitation in Cass and area counties will likely be in the form of a rain-snow mix, but more rain at times. Colder air will surge into the state Thursday night into Friday, causing the rain to change to light snow before it ends. Gusty winds will also develop and accentuate the chill. Those with travel plans across the region later this week, especially off to the north and northwest, should check the forecasts for the latest information and 511 IA for travel conditions. That is a look at our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.